You don't prepare in the battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in the ministry to compete, you are in the ministry to work. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do ministry well. Be removed in our lives. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I want everyone to be seated. The only person that can be walking now is the keyboardist. Every other person be seated. Count the choir for that amazing time in God's presence. Do that well. Do that better. Do that with honor. My Sunday with you. Here. This is my first Sunday with you here. Amazing. Can we celebrate Jesus? Amen. Amen. All right. This will be the beginning of something new in your life. You will never remain the same. Can I hear that amen loud and clear? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let me give you this illustration so you will know how to pray when I ask you to pray. We had a very powerful crusade in Ghana. And the Lord won people to himself. Do you hear what I'm saying? Over 1,000 people gave their life to Christ that night. One single night. While we were done, one of the men with me was so happy and was running to the house. So I said, we need to wait and pray. Lord told me to tell them specifically that the devil is waiting for somebody in the room, so don't go. The guy was so excited, was screaming, Jesus has taken over. We are victorious. So he left. He didn't wait to pray. The moment he opened the door of his room, a big scorpion, very big one. When I mean big scorpion, I mean big scorpion, fell from his net and landed on his hand and struck him on his brain. In a twinkle of an eye, his hands became very black and he was going to die. But the Lord showed up with his mercy. While we were done yesterday from here, we were very tired, we were about leaving. And I asked the people to wait and pray. But those who were with me yesterday night, no, I couldn't sleep. I just wanted us to pray. Is that okay? So when I ask you to pray this morning, you will pray. Is that clear? Can I hear a big amen to that? Rise to your feet in just 1 minute. Now, this is a prayer Sunday. We're going to pray. My teaching is centered on prayer. Is that okay? Is that okay? So we'll be praying aggressively. Hold hands to someone beside you, someone close to you. Now, the holding of hands is not compulsory, particularly if the fellow is not someone who is praying. You lift your voice and shout in the name that is above all names. The Bible said, fire goeth before the Lord and consume all his enemies. Any junction the enemy is waiting for, this my neighbor, ahead in life. Let the power of the Holy Ghost go ahead. It is settled now. Amen. Amen. Now you cannot claim to be a self man. You are praying like this. Leave the people you are holding. Probably you'll be able to pray for yourself. You decree with power. Any junction of my life that the enemy has tabernacled down waiting for me, let the fire of the Holy Ghost go ahead and the case is settled. Decree with power. La Kumbe Kikaba Ladisha. Ia Tekumbe Fatika Ladisha. Le Keteba La Kikabotos. Rikipata la kede botekelia da balada bashata. Lende kapliante kovreke baladi konde kibroku patika. Ligetono kobroka palikono koshikete. Le kukono makigala batike le broko patika. Lene kombroko palatika la de koshate. Le konom broko baladi shata. Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I was teaching the stewards yesterday. I told you that the moment you discover that God is going far with your life, the thing you must do, number one, you must determine what must be your past. Number two, you must take care of the enemy. Beg you in the name of God. Listen. There was a time I gave an alarm. One of the covenants God has given to me in this church is that, son, there is covenant of life. Around the time we're having Thanksgiving service for me, someone was very sick. And she would have died. As a matter of fact, it was already concluded. I received a text from the mother and your daughter passed away. She died. And then the Lord brought her back to life. I said, don't say those kind of statements again. But before those things began to happen, I began to warn those on the pastor's page that when you are under cover, you must be careful not to meander out of the zone of grace. And for a while now, the Lord has been leading this kind of prayer in my spirit. There was a young man that came for positivity and had an accident in Moro and died. There were three that died, right? I told you I went on my knees to pray. And I said, God, let there be law of exchange, not this one. And the Lord said, is he your member? Ask him. said, I have made a covenant with you, I will not break. The Lord sent the solitary in family. It is a very dangerous thing to be without a covering. I wasn't too surprised. When the Lord said that statement to me, I knew the young man was going to die. The following morning he died. My eyes was heavy, my heart was heavy, but there was nothing within the zone of my capacity that can be done. I'd like you to please go ahead and decree. I'm going to give you 3 minutes. Because this, listen, hold on. This prayer is very important. I beg you, in the name of God, this solid minute I will give you, you decree that the covering of protection over my life will not begin to leak. I am divine short under the covenant of life. Pray that prayer like some violently. Amen. 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 I feel like chastising all of you because of the way you are praying. I don't know whether there's something that's conditioned Christian that on Sunday morning you pray tush. The enemy is not tush. You cannot afford to be tush. You decree again with power and fervency. The covering of protection over my life will not begin to leak.
Let the light of your will let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the weight of your glory fall. We worship Yahweh, Yahweh, forever Yahweh, Yahweh. I am a kikelele makaki anabade. I am a makokodi anabakaleri anabatesha. Liga kakala diatokoti anabalele kekeli adesha. Malada bakokobi anamaseri badia. I aga gaga gale de boko tukele tiada. Liga namaido kokono motubele rebasha. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. From September 16, is it September 16 or 15? Was that the date that the Lord told me to gather his people for a crossover meeting? And I was asking the Lord, what kind of crossover do we have in the middle of the year? And not just that, in the middle of a month. Yesterday I saw a minister of God, prominent one, my friend, was writing on social media that we rebuke the spirit of death. But the Lord has already sent his word ahead. The scripture God gave to me that night is the scripture of Passover. And while the angel of death was hovering around Egypt, the children of Israelites were in Goshen and there was a sign of blood. Pastor Julius is not around, he's in campus fellowship. One of the things the Lord extended showed to me that night in the vision was that as we were praying, there was a wink of protection. You were with me in the house that day. That was extending upon everyone connected to those who were participating. Pastor Julius said that moment he was in his room and then he suddenly saw the wings covering everyone on that way. When you begin to hear very strange happenings around, don't be afraid. You will hear of thousands fall by your right and tens of thousands by your left, but no evil shall befall you. This is a very, listen. The children of Issachar understood times and seasons, and their brethren were at their command. From that moment, there is a very serious siege being laid. But our souls are escaped like a bird from the nest of the fowler.
Amen. Amen. You're going to decree that over my life, my family, and everyone connected to me, we operate under the covenant of exemption. I beg you, pray that prayer loud and clear. Makala de Krikine Makashati. Rekele Kone Brokono Mokote Maniata Baba. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Right? What I'm telling you is not for you to be afraid, but it is for you to have faith and be more confident that if God be for us, no devil can. Say loud and clear, say no devil. Say it again, say no devil. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. Be seated quickly. Like I said, we are going to be praying powerfully at intervals this morning. Amen. I think for the first time also in this facility, I'm so glad to have my fiancée in the house this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. One of the ways to know if God really loves you is to check the kind of spouse He has given to you. I'd like you to please again with joy and gladness help me celebrate that. Hallelujah. Please be seated. God bless you. Amen. At some point, I really believe that God had to customize the people that can really walk with me. But it's not easy to be busy ministering everywhere. And sometimes you call. I say, I'm in a meeting now. No apology, nothing else. Till the following day again, wait till 6 p.m. call. So I'm currently in a meeting now again. Amen. Some of you say, Pastor has moved to Ibadan. I think I've not spent 2 days or 3 days at stretch, apart from last week in Ibadan. Amen. And the mercy of God has been so rich towards us. It's grace. And I want to really appreciate the pastor of this house, Pastor Tumishe. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless God for the gift of faithful sons in ministry. Let me celebrate Him once again. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Please be seated. Pastor is always under pressure because I love things done excellently well. And He has never revolted or questioned my authority, though sometimes He used to argue. I think I need to tell you that. Sometimes I have to sit. Say, Pastor, how about this? Sorry. So, but by the grace of God, He's been very faithful. And I want to really appreciate every one of you for supporting your pastor. Celebrate yourselves. We can very much guarantee you that by this time next week, you will not meet this venue like this. You can be very well assured. Amen. Don't worry. You're wondering, what do we want to do? You will not miss it like this. Can I hear a big amen to that? We have Jembola in the house this morning. She's a runaway daughter. And then sometimes she runs back. You know what I'm saying? But she's been consistent over the years. Over 6 years now. Let me celebrate her, please. So bless God for all your lives. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And the Lord will keep strengthening you. In Jesus' name. Can I hear a big amen to that? When I woke up this morning, the first statement the Lord told me is, when you don't know what to pray for, pray till you know what to pray for. Prayer is a very vital key. And I trust God that He will help me to be able to bring you to a point where prayer becomes a lifestyle. And I hear a big amen to that. One of our ministry mentees came to, was on leave, married with about 3 children or so in Lagos. So he called me that he wants to spend the leave with me in Ibadan. So he came. So we had a very great time. And he called me afterwards and said, since I left your place, I have not been able to stop praying. One of the things I'm very sure I do not want to do in ministry is that I don't want to weep over anybody. Hence, you can't afford to play. True or not true? Huh? True or not true? Yeah. So you have to pray. Can I hear a big amen to that? Turn your Bibles quickly. Can that door be closed to cover the noise? Turn your Bibles quickly. I want to show you something. Turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter number 16. Matthew 16. If you are there, say amen. I'll start the reading from verse 13. And when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist, others some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. I've taken time to explain categories of Christians based on this description. So I don't know if the message is available, so you should get it after the service. And verse 15. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Simon was just the first to speak. He was not the only one with the revelation. But based on his temperament, he's always the first to speak. They're going somewhere. Verse 17. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon by Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. You can write down the topic, storming the gate of hell through prayer. Storming the gate of hell through prayer. I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon the rock of the revelation of who I am, somebody say, I am. Say it loud and clear. Upon the revelation of who Christ is as the only Son of the living God, the church is established, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, listen, it is very unfortunate that there is a kind of Christianity that believe that the moment you have confessed Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it becomes a very smooth ride. Right? If you think like that, you are prepared for shockers in life. Alright, I will build my church. Alright, building takes process. True or not true? Yes. It takes process, it takes time. It takes deliberate effort. It takes understanding. It takes knowledge. Alright, you can write down the book of Proverbs 24 from verse 3. Let's check that scripture quickly. Proverbs 24 verse 3. Proverbs chapter number 24. Proverbs chapter 24 verse 3. True wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Now, what Jesus is saying here is that the opposite of the church is the gate of hell. Just like darkness is the opposite of light. Keep following. I'm just laying foundation. If you read the book of Genesis chapter number 1, from verse 1 and 2. In the beginning, God made, God created, God finished, God concluded the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without what? Form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. The earth that God created, that God finished, was emptied because of the presence of the opposite, darkness. But we saw that in an attempt for this kind of demolition not to happen again, God did something, but he showed us the code in Genesis 2. During Genesis 3. The Bible said God did not cause it to rain upon the earth, but there was no man to till the ground. Meaning that God's systematic approach to see that the earth will not be wasted again is to establish man. Why? God made things. One was scattered, the other was preserved. Why was the other preserved? Because the one who created it is seated in the heavenlies. So, the Bible told us that as he is, so are we in this place. Whatsoever cannot demolish God's domain should have no space in your own domain. Now, God doing something strategically there. Man is God's last hope for preservation of human race and creation. And that's why when Jesus died, when Jesus came, he had to come as a man so everything can be preserved. So the Bible is saying here that I will build my church. Jesus gave us the description of what the church is. Alright? The people were buying and selling doves. They turned the church into a business center. The sons of Levi. They were a progression of what the sons of Eli were doing. They existed in the time of Jesus also. So, somebody has committed a sin. They say, you, one turtle dove cannot settle your sin. Right? Just like we are going for NYC orientation camp. Some of those guys that snap passport will approach you or photocopy those guys that the business center. And they will tell you that this document here,
is your call-up letter. You need 16 copies. They will ask you for 16 copies. And per photocopy here is 100 naira. Check around. You can't see it lesser. So 16 copies is 1,600. So you go photocopy 16 copies. For those of you that like book. And you get to where the documents are needed. They tell you that they only need 2. Okay? But in the case of this bad priest in the temple, God will not come down and say, all you needed was just 1 or 2 though. He'll tell you, this kind of sin, the guy that gave 1 turtle dove last week for committing this kind of sin, as he was going back, the donkey was climbing from assorted and he died. So this one, it is 5 that you need. And you see that 5, it has to be born without spot or wrinkle. And I'm the only one here that sells it. Is that okay? Say yes. And they will go to them. That was what they were doing in the temple. And Jesus came and overturned their table. Some were even changing money. Okay? Because when the priest is talking, Mama Japheth will stand up and they come and start spraying pastor money. Say, pray, pastor. Spray, pastor. And then when the money, they change. Somebody that used to spray money in party, you know what changes? When the change is finished, you go to the back. Priest Joseph is waiting there, and I will go there and then change the money and then come back. And Jesus said, my Father's house shall be called the house of prayer. It means the moment prayer leaves the temple, the enemy will come and they will buy an exchange. The moment prayer, listen, the church of God can either be a place of preservation or a mortuary. Where people come and they die the more. You get what I'm saying? What makes the ground solid is prayer. Prayer enforces what has been promised. My Father's house shall be called the house of what? Prayer. Not the den of thieves. So I will build my church and the gate of hell will keep fighting. I tell you the truth. Not all denominations, I repeat, not all denomination is fulfilling this scripture. Because the gate of hell is well seated in some places. And you see, the church that is also being built here is not an assembly, but an assemblage of people. And when I walk on the street, I know something without doubt within me that the church of God is moving. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Huh? I was in from Ibadan to Ilorin, the teaching hospital in Ilorin, for a meeting. While I sat down in the car, the Lord opened my eyes. I slept off and I saw a bolt of lightning reaching from where I was seated, just going into the clouds, and it was so strong I woke up with fear. So the Lord told me when I woke up, he said, if anything should happen in this car now, you are the only one that will come out alive. So I said to the pastor beside me, I said, pray for everyone in the car. Let me say this to you. That you have confessed Jesus as your Lord and Savior is not automatic that you are powerful. Let me say it again. That you have confessed Jesus as your Lord and Savior is not automatic. You are powerful. If you go to shrine, look up. A shrine is as powerful as the altar, and the altar is as powerful as the sacrifice. Huh? You are not more powerful than your altar of prayer. Whatsoever the altar represents, that's your what. Christianity is not in such a way that the weight of a man cannot be measured. It can be measured. You look at what the in the secret place. That's the true measure of his weight. I will build my church, the ground of prayer. If the church is a person, it means I will build people of prayer. And the gate of hell cannot withstand them. People giving to what? Prayer. You see, let me tell you something. You must pray to the point that even when you are not doing anything, prayer becomes your default setting. See, I notice that when I'm not doing anything, my legs are shaking. And tongues, how many of you have noticed me like that? It's shaking. And tongues are just pouring. When the Bible said pray without ceasing, it means make prayer your default arrangement. Do you get what I'm saying? That even when you are not planning to, the Holy Ghost is no longer a tenant in your life. It's the landlord. It can begin to speak without asking for permission. Your vocal cord belongs to him. It can flow expressly. Until you come to this point, you are still joking. Prayer is not what we do once in a while. It is our default. We build them the gates of hell shall not prevail. Meaning that the gate of hell will fight. It means I am building a people for battle. I am building, listen, if you are not fighting, then it means you are being defeated. Because Christianity is a call to be on the Lord's side in battle. I was sharing a story with them while I was teaching in King's Court overnight for the mentorship meeting of the time Apostle Babalola wanted a prayer field. You know, I love him so much, and that's why he gave me divine permission to speak with him in my vision. And I cannot forget, that's still the most powerful thing the Lord has ever permitted me to do. And when I got up, I said, people have talked about this man, but nobody knows his true weight. Because while he spoke, stand talking with me, there was a force coming with his words that was carrying me the same way fan will carry paper. We got to the place where they give them for prayer, their prayer field. And it was an abandoned land, a forbidden land. Huh? Where they bury people, they bury pregnant women alive. One of the reasons why you have to pray is because there is so much injustice in the land. I'll tell you what injustice does spiritually. So when he got to that field, the king gave him that field so he can enter and die. But he got there and stood. When a man of prayer stands, he's not standing alone. And he stood there and he said, let God arise. That was the only prayer. And all his enemies scattered. And immediately, those who were with him began to hear noise and sound of feet. The demonic operations resident in that land all began to pick their stuffs and back out of a domain they have been, because there is a man that is not just speaking, but talking from the very presence of God. Huh? I have seen Christians get to places and they said, because we have come here to evangelize, there's a shrine here, and we have to demolish this shrine because we have come in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus doesn't work on your lips if you are not in the spirit. The name is powerful, but it only works if you are in the spirit. And I've seen Christians, out of attempts to do very funny things for the Lord, lose their lives. I've seen a man who went to burn a shrine in Lagos. He came back deaf and dumb. Ah, yeah, The Lord will make you a giant. Can I hear a big amen to that? After this meeting, you will have hunger for prayer. You see, listen, practically you will not be able to wait to finish your lectures to go and pray. Hunger for prayer in the name of Jesus. And if in that land I said, let God and all his enemies scattered. I was watching Archbishop Benson at Daosa in the midnight. And he was talking about the time the Council of Witches in the world wanted to hold their meeting in Benin. And then he said to them on national television that meeting would not hold. Let me tell you something. Gone are the days that people hide witchcraft. In case you do not know, around June, there was a national challenge from a very young girl. I think she stays in the East. And then she said, if any pastor claims to be powerful, let them come. I am a witch and I'm not denying it. She put it on her social media and different blogs carried it. The reason why the name of the Lord can be questioned is because we have not yet gotten imagines of men like David. For 40 days, Goliath stood and defiled the name of the Lord upon mountain. And he was saying different things against God until the man carrying the oil showed up. A young lady once shared an experience with me. She was sleeping in the middle of the night. And suddenly she woke up. And then she saw a woman seated beside her. Now, this happened. Seated beside her, her door was locked, everything in black. And the woman was staring at her. And then the woman stood and just vanished. It is one thing for you to be in an environment and demons cannot operate because you are there. It's another thing for you to be so dead that they won't come to your room to have meetings. When clients tell me they experience oppression, you are sleeping, somebody was pressing you, it is the biggest insult on earth. Huh? What? It is the what? Biggest insult on earth. That someone carrying the Holy Ghost, one useless demon, come and press you with ghost on your inside. So the gate of hell will always try to advance. The gate of hell will always try to spread their territories. But the people that the gate of hell will not prevail against are not people that are born. Jesus did not say, I will give birth to my church. The people that the gate of hell will not prevail against are those who have cooperated with building. What did I say? Those who have cooperated with what? Is building. Those who are built. I will build them. You know the reason why I use my church? 2 Timothy 2 verse 19. For nevertheless, foundations of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that I is. And let everyone that name the name of Christ depart from what? Iniquity. That is the called out ones, the sanctified ones, the one carrying my hand, the ones I have taken time to establish, built, finished, the ones I have prepared, the ones I have empowered, they will rise. Now the whole assembly of Christians is like the first category of the soldiers of Gideon, 32,000 men. But those who are on the Lord's side are only 300. Men, that the church of God is not supposed to advance by quantity but by quality. The quality of men will arise in location, and one man will do what we have been waiting for 100 men to do on the account that God has done in one man what he can do in the lives of 100 men.
The reason why some men will stand and God bestow so much account of influence on them is because these men mean much with God. What God has not been able to achieve in the life of 1,000 people, this one man is dead enough for God to do it. When he stands and speaks, God says, I am the one speaking. Men of prayer. Let me show you a scripture. Turn to the book of James. Can you sing that song? Now look at this. Let's start the reading from verse 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick amongst you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sin, they shall forgive him. Verse 16. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth. Look up. Let me teach you a very important principle. The easiest time for you not to pray is when you are being gifted. Let me give you an instance. If you have the gift of prophecy, you get what I'm saying? Without praying for 30 days, you can enter into a meeting and say, I see someone here with so and so thing. I see someone here and so thing. Now, do not think that because a man operates in that, it must come from the depth of solid prayer life. No. The gift and the calling of God is without repentance. But the places where you will know the difference between a man of prayer and a man who is under giftings is that no result can come until you are genuinely given to prayer. It takes prayer for your words not to fall to the ground. It takes prayer for you to say it once and it is established. It takes prayer for long-lasting change to occur. Prayer. The fervent and effectual prayer of the righteous man availeth much. The fervent, consistent, everyday, daily prayer, daily effectual prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Prayer is not a gift, it is cultivated. Fervent, effectual prayer of the righteous makes tremendous power available. Meaning that as I begin to pray, I'm generating current of power. A young lady came to me for prayer some years ago, and then she said some things were happening.
She was always having vision of her roommate. That the roommate, I think the lady stayed in Feolua Hostel. The roommate was something like that. So I laid hands on her. And then she was carried home. When she stepped her feet into the hostel, the roommate began to shout. You get what I'm saying? The roommate began to what? There was a time I was going through something, so I separated myself, not to heat, only water for 21 days. So I locked myself up in the house, and I said I would not see the sun, except I need to just have my bath. So I locked myself up. This is the first time I'm sharing this. By the time I was done, you know what I'm saying? All the people living in the line of my house, upstairs of that house, they all packed away. Let me tell you something. If you get to a place where a man of prayer is, you should know there's prayer here. Because prayer makes power available. If I enter your place and it looks dry, it is a sign that your life is dry. If you enter into a place where a man prays, you should know there's somebody here. Why? Prayer makes power stay. Either in people or in places. Prayer makes power stay. If you enter into somebody's room and the next thing you feel like doing is committing sin, it means the fellow is committing sin there. Why? The activity you do in a place determines the spirit presence there. Present there. You get what I'm saying now? I'm telling you, I was invited for a meeting. And a young pastor was to host me in his room. This is a very long time ago. The moment I sat down on his bed, I called him. I said, come, are you battling with masturbation? He said, Pastor, I'm sorry. I saw it when I sat down. There are places you go to and the moment you sit down, you feel like praying. You know what I'm saying? Telling you, your room should be like a fortress, that irrespective of the battles you are going through, the moment you step your feet inside, on the account of the record you have with God on this prayer mountain, something should come that suspects depression. Something should come that renews your mind. Do you get what I'm saying now? There should be a new power generated there. If you are not a man of prayer, you will misbehave on a consistent basis. And this is why prayer cannot be faked. You are either sinning or praying. You cannot pray and sin. The proof that a man is not given to prayer is the misbehavior rest of his life. If you are given to prayer, you cannot. And Jesus told the disciples, said, watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. If you enter it frequently, you are not praying. I say, every time I'm being tempted with a guy, I'm being tempted with a girl, this lady is just tempting me. You are not yet dead. That's why. Huh? Dead men don't know fine people. Huh? When I see people, the only thing I can recognize in their life is what need, what the power of God needs to take care of. Do you get what I'm saying? Prayer. Check your life. If you misbehave often, you are not praying. Let me tell you what prayer does. Prayer makes you walk in wisdom. When you pray, the wisdom of God is in abundant supply. You know what to do. Let me tell you what the gate of hell is. But before I go into that, I told you that I'm going to teach you that one of the reasons why you have to pray is because there's so much injustice in the land. I want to tell you what injustice means in the spirit realm. You get what I'm saying? What injustice does what mean? I was in, what's it called? Is it at Adekunle Ajasin University to minister an apostolic meeting with Pastor Tolu Agbola? And when I stepped my feet into that, on that land, I heard in my spirit the cry of babies. I heard it. So I knew. One of the major activities of this land is that people are living in immorality and they are aborting part time. So I stood and I decree and declared
that within the space of the next 3 months, nobody will be able to abort. Buy all the old abortion pills in this universe. Child will come. Huh? The child will hold them when it's coming out. The power of God will keep those children. You get what I'm saying? That is a level of injustice. I was watching something. I couldn't even finish watching. Nigerian police captured a young man for stealing iPhone. Two of them. About 3 others escaped. At the moment they captured them, they handcuffed them and they were supposed to be taking them to the police station. And right before everyone's eyes, they cocked their AK-47 rifle and they shot the 2 young men dead publicly. They were not resisting. They were not holding any ammunition. That's injustice. Anywhere injustice thrives, the blood of people will begin to cry, and it cries for vengeance. Let me tell you, look up. This is a very serious key, particularly for those of us who are Africans, not even Africans alone. If you are in the world now, you have to pray. Because this is a time that someone can feel so depressed. And the way to express his depression is to pick a gun and go to the midst of people and shoot everyone dead. And the more we keep doing things that defy the law of justice. Why is justice important? Justice helps to keep the natural law of order with which God established the universe. Unrighteousness and justice is the foundation of his throne established. Where there is no justice, creation will revolt. Huh? Look up. Have you seen cases where you go to a land and you see, or the Lord revealed to you, or you hear that one of the major activities of this land is that as many who are sons of this land and live here don't prosper? Why? You hear that maybe some years ago they buried some people alive. How many of you have heard such stories? And of a truth, you look at their lives, you can tell that even while we were not there, while these things happened, the effect of what they said happened there is still seen in their lives. True or not true? The blood of any man that leaves this world without a call from his creator himself has a way of crying for justice. And when that blood cries for justice, those who pay the price are not just those who are responsible for it, but those who are not under cover. So there is a blood that has to speak better things than the blood of Abel. On the account that the blood of Abel left and was shed in a gruesome manner, it was not yet, but someone took the life from him. Anywhere there's no justice, people don't prosper. Except those who can put themselves in the name of the Lord, for the name of the Lord is the strong tower. The righteous will run into the name and they are what? Safe. And sometimes many of us live in an environment where there is no justice. People are being murdered anyhow. Things just happen. And you are not given to prayer. Everyone there paid the price. Everyone does what? Pay the price. Put your hand on your chest, your right hand on your chest, and decree that every form of injustice that reigns in this land, I am not a part of it. Go ahead and decree in the name of Jesus. Likrini matoko ne mekina mashata bara kushita. Lina makumbre kefene makushita. Until the knowledge of the glory of the Lord takes over the earth, as the water takes over the sea. Lord, I'm exempted. I'm exempted. I'm exempted. I'm exempted. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Sometimes, you go to some families and you discover that people barely prosper. And you trace the root. You discover that there's a blood that is still crying. There is something that is still shouting against the life and the rising of everyone there. Because it is on the account of justice. So everyone under that bank, everyone under that chain, they are called lawful captives. And that's why the Bible says that even the lawful captives of the mighty shall be delivered. That this fellow is under this chain on the account that whatsoever force is keeping this fellow bounded, the force is standing on his own right. That because of something done to me unjustly, I have the right to cry. But even the lawful captive of the mighty shall be what? Delivered. Anywhere there's injustice and people don't pray, they suffer. You know your problem? You compare yourself with everybody. And I say that fellow is not praying and then he's still alive. He's doing very fine. It depends on your definition of being fine. I want to give you a minute to pray again. Every form of injustice that is haunting everyone that is coming from my bloodline, I'm exempted. There is a blood. It speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. The blood of Jesus speaks on my behalf in the name of Jesus. Kalata barakoshete. Mene corona makiana makele niana kosete kisa. Roku fene mekita na makoshete. Lekono moku kamani atakabalatishta. Lende preke fene makuli yana makashate. Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. I feel like telling you to stand because of what I want to share. Some years ago, a young lady came for prayer. This should be about 9 years ago. And what happened to her? While she was coming to this land, the Lord told, her father told her, don't go and greet your mother. They divorced when the girl was young. And the girl said she has never seen her mom. She needs to go and check on her. Blah, blah, blah. All things like that. And then against the father's instruction, she went. And she got to the house. The woman was doing very fine. In quote. Has money, cars, fleet of cars. And boys working for her. In this effect. And then the woman talked to her. But she noticed that the woman was talking like a rogue. And then she sensed that there were things here that were fishy. So she just did what she had to do and then left. And the woman gave her invitation again to come a few weeks after. And then she went there. Then she noticed that unlike the first time when she got there this time around, nobody was talking to her. The woman had instructed all the boys in the house not to talk to her. So one of the guys was just trying to ask her about school, how are you doing and all that. And the mother saw him doing that. And then she brought out a gun in her presence and shot the guy on his head. And he fell down and died. And the mother said to her, that everything you have seen here, the day you tell anybody, I'm not telling you what I saw in the movie. She came to me. The day you tell anybody you die, I will kill you myself. You cannot try it. And every day, the mother will be threatening her and call her. I can see you in your lecture hall. You are wearing blue skirts. You are wearing this, that one. And you know, the day I was terrified was the day she was talking with me in church. Then I was pastoring him. He sat down with me alone in church. We were talking. Nobody.
And you know Love and Peace upstairs. So, I mean, you can't be passing and then. So the woman called her again and said, "You have gone to meet that pastor, Pastor Femi. I'm seeing him. You are seated in his presence. You are wearing so and so. He's wearing so and so clothes. If you tell him what happens, I will kill you. And listen, before I kill you, I will kill the pastor, and his blood will be on your neck." I was afraid. That day I felt I should not do ministry again. I've been attending to cases. I felt, what kind of case is this? 9 years ago. That's a long time. So I said, "Jesus." We prayed regardless. That whatsoever it is the woman is using to monitor her, it will catch fire. And then she went home and had a vision. The first day she went to meet the woman, he gave her a jacket. And then she saw that the woman was using the jacket to draw her neck like a goat. So she woke up from that vision with anger and fear. And she poured kerosene on that jacket and burnt the jacket. She got back to her bed inside and she met the same jacket there. Now, for the first time in my life, she brought the one that was burnt there. Actually, I was seeing it. Not all were burnt. So I saw it. And then this one that we didn't know how it got there. Said, "We'll burn this cloth now with the fire of the Holy Ghost." Then we the clothes. And then the woman was able to trace her. You hear what I'm saying? She was not able to locate her anymore. You will decree. Let me tell you the reason why someone like me cannot afford not to pray. Because someone once told me to my face that I will see how you will do better than my children. So I have both known and unknown enemies. So I know I have to pray. If not, I won't survive it. You hear what I'm saying? You will decree. Listen, the prayer point is very simple but complex. From now on, my ranking in the spirit increases. That no one can trace me like a scapegoat. My rank increases. Lakana makoko ye monokolo kusu. Lekina makashata brokometi kele dereshi. Mukuna makoro no mokuse teva kina makata yala bashi. Lengreketo no mokoyo kusu teva. Amen. Amen. Painfully enough, I will not be able to go into the rudiment of the story, but I'll be back again this week. Is that okay? On Friday, I'll be ministering in Odudua, all on campus. And the theme of the meeting is Open Heavens. We'll hop it there. Let me share one more experience with you. There are many Christians that are positioned for serious shock. If prayer is not important, why do you think the devil is trying to make sure you are not praying? He knows that his greatest weapon is without effect where there is a man of prayer. Do you know the proof that some Christians are living like scapegoats? That sometimes the experience of some Christians, Pastor, please come. Listen, the
can feel, they feel themselves being bonded. They perceive they are tied. It is like someone bigger than them is tying them and controlling them. They can almost palpate it, but they cannot break through. It looks like what this force is using mainly against them is to make sure they are not playing. So as much as they feel they are bounded, they feel much more the lack of energy to pray. They know it. There's something holding me. I am not where I ought to be. But much more than what is holding them, there is another force, like a rope you can't see. Them down, making sure others can pray, but not you. Huh? Listen. The reason why things are like this is because they've not broken through in the place of prayer, but yet they still can't pray. So the devil will manipulate the host of Gideon, will manipulate a man's life first to make sure that he's not a man of prayer. When they shake you, that some Christians will wake up in the morning, perceive that there's something moving around like death. They know it's like death is lurking around, but yet they cannot pray the way. It is a force. Prayerlessness is an attack. It doesn't bring attack. In itself, it's not like when a man becomes prayerless that he is vulnerable to attack. Prayerlessness in itself is enough attack. It is like a man without a immune system. Everything will invade him. Is the defense rule of your life. That's where things are taken care of. Listen, I know for sure that there are Christians who know I want to pray. When I go for a meeting, there's something standing up in my inside to pray, but it looks as though there is a hand holding me back that we will not pray.
People of God, you can break through in the place of prayer to a point where prayer becomes a flow. I'm going to give you the next 2 minutes, and I don't expect you to stand. Whether you will lie down or kneel or you pray fervently, you will pray. I break through in the place of prayer. I break through. I break through. The king of hell will not prevail against my life. Look at the practical elevation.
Now God of all the earth, as we pray, hear us now God of all the earth, as we pray.
I legislate correctly in the place of prayer. Mande roko shete roko balada. La kana makuruko shete. In Jesus mighty name we are praying. Stand to your feet, everybody. Listen, I'm begging you the name of God. My heart is very heavy for you, and so I have to beg you in the name that is above all names.
give yourself to prayer. Is that okay? I said, is that okay? Listen, after this meeting, one of the major impartations going on now is that there will be unusual hunger for prayer. Insatiable hunger for prayer. Why must you win this fight early? Because if the morning phase of your life is stolen, the usefulness is gone. It is good that a man will bear his yokes in the days of his youth. Amazingly, many people talk about prayer, but only few pray. Only few pray. You'll ask God, give me the kind of invitation you give to men like Ihe Adeboye. Invitation into private room of power and prayer. Invitation into private room of power and prayer. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You are here and your prayer life is dead. I'm not going to touch it up. And listen, that something is dead means different things to different people. For some of you, until you get to a point where you can no longer say in Jesus' name, that's when you know it is dead. But if you are here, your prayer life is dead. Step out. I want to pray for you.
Mumi wo yara gbara lo Jesu. Mumi wo yara gbara lo. Yara gbara to mu baba lo lawo. Yara gbara to mu Adeboye wo lo. Wa mumi wo yara gbara lo.
If I were you, I'll begin to cry out to the Lord. Kala tabara kishene mekire na matara kushite.
Gashina gamuna serikin haljana yanana. Gashina gamuna yanana.
I want Pastor Ritik, Pastor Damian, Pastor Tolu, let's come. Let's stand behind these people. Very heavy is going to fall on all of you.
Gashina Gamuna Serikin Haljana Yanana. Gashina Gamuna Yanana.
Join your hands together.
Nina Yesune. Zenkuma bayaba nasa haluna akin keken no ma zenkuma bayaba
kala na baraki atishta. Amen. Listen, there are some things that happens outside as we take apostolic ministry to people. And sometimes the reason why people at home may not participate is because those out there have more expectation and hunger in most cases. And I want your hunger to be stirred up. If not, the Lord will just touch a few people he wants to touch and we'll close. While those hands are joined together, lift your hands up. I will touch a few people as a point of contact. Then grace will spread. And the power of the Holy Ghost will rest. So I ask, Father, let the energy of the Spirit flow across this place. Let the power of the Holy Ghost touch every man and woman standing here. Let fire flow. Power and empowerment. Grace to stay. Stay power in the place of prayer. Let the
divine energy of the Spirit be made available here. Hold them. Let the fresh rest. Fresh oil. Fresh empowerment. Fresh oil. The energy to stay. The power to stay in the place of prayer. Freshness. Fresh oil. Fresh empowerment. You have to hold them. The power of the Holy Ghost is generating here. There's fresh energy. There's fresh grace. Fresh! From now on, you will have unusual strength to wait upon the Lord. Unusual skill, unusual strength. There's freshness, fresh fire of the Holy Ghost. Unusual grace is generated to be a priest in the place of prayer. There's freshness, fresh power, fresh empowerment, fresh grace. There's freshness. Karada barakusintre kimana makitele kusha. Leave everyone where they are. Just leave them. Pray in the Holy Ghost, everybody. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Karada barakusintre dero kusha. There's fresh empowerment on everyone this morning. Come, bring her, bring that lady, bring Timmy, come. Kala tara kine me krokushin to the mana kita nabashinta. I hear the Lord say, stretch out your hands. More than what you think you have been made for. More than what you think your life represents. More than what you think the presence of God means. There's fresh fire for you to begin to see as God sees. For you to begin to hear adequately and correctly. There's fresh empowerment. There's freshness. Even for you, there's freshness. Older, there's fresh oil. Fresh empowerment. There's freshness. Nobody will leave here and go back dry. You'll be on fire perpetually. Lino mokosikatelebiatalako shit. You will not lose this fire. Amen. Amen. Look up. There are some of you standing here. The current experience you are having match with the description I gave. Even when you know that something is about to happen, you just notice that there is no energy to pray. You want to, but it's like there are many forces holding you back. Be standing here if you belong to that category. You provide fire. I provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit. I will put love inside. You provide the fire. I provide the sacrifice. I provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit, Lord. You provide the spirit. I will open up inside. I will open up inside. Say, Lord. While I'm yet speaking, the hand of God will rest solidly. The fresh fire will fall.
Look up. Now, I prayed for the first set of people, but now I want to impart you. And what I want to tell the Lord is that everything the Lord has deposited in my life, such as I have, give I unto thee. There will be transference. So, it is going to be very heavy. Stretch your hands, everybody. Don't bother joining hands together. Lift it up and be ready to receive. As I speak, I ask that there is angelic ministration. Just stand where you are, everybody. From the first person to the last, let there be impartation. Many of you will notice fresh burden. They're just burden. Burden resting upon you like a cloak. Such as I have, give I thee. Lord, what you have deposited in my life, embody. Let it spread upon these individuals standing here. Let it be resting from your head to your toe. Fill them up to the brim. Fill them up to the brim. Fill them up. Please stand behind them, very Lord. Something is happening. There's a spreading of the cloak, and it's so strong. From your head to your toe, let the power rest. Stay in grace, stay in power. You are a partaker of the grace of God upon my life. Rest solidly. Let it be resting. Stay in grace. Stay in power. Stay in grace. Stay in power. Stay in grace. Stay in power. Something is breaking loose. Something is breaking loose. Stay where you are. Stay in power. It is beyond you. It is a weight. Restrain grace, stay power. It manifests and materializes on your life. Lacan and broken. Stay in grace, stay power. Baka Shepherd. Amen. Look up those of you in front. One of the covenant the Lord made with me, he said, son, after obeying some instructions he gave me, he said, even if, please, can you hear me? Even if an environment is as dead as graveyard, when you step there, my presence will invade the land. That's one of the covenant of God on my life. You got what I'm saying? It's a covenant of his presence. Many of you standing here, you don't know what has touched you yet. Telling you. The presence of God becomes a reality. There is a call on you. For the Spirit and the bride says, come. There's a call to people into the things of God, and you will see what is making ready. The presence strong that even you will not be able to hold it. From now on, the grace to wield unusual atmosphere of the Spirit rests strongly on you. You will carry him and you will not crumble. The presence is your reality. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. It is done. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you. In Jesus' mighty name.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.